John, wouldn't you say that what we're dependent on, we call reality, and what we don't like, we consider an intrusion in our life? Consequently, I feel that what's happening is that we're continually being intruded upon.
That would make us very unhappy.
Or we surrender to it and call it culture.
Call it culture.
Or whatever.
Give me an example. What would be an intrusion on your life, for instance, that you would call culture?
Well, this weekend I was on the beach.
Yes.
And on the beach these days are transistor radios.
Yes.
Blaring out rock and roll.
Yes.
All of
them. Yes. And you didn't enjoy it?
Not particularly. I adjusted to it.
How?
By saying that... Well, I thought of the sun and the sea as a lesser evil.
Well, you know how I did... adjusted to that problem of the radio in the environment. Very much as the
happy birthday, John.
Primitive people adjusted to the animals
happy
which frightened them.
John.
And which probably, as you say, were intrusions. They drew pictures of them on their caves. And so I simply made a piece using radios. Now, whenever I hear radios, even a single one, not just 12,
happy birthday, John Cage.
As you must have heard on the beach.
Happy birthday, John.
I think we're all there just playing my piece.
That might help.
Yes.
Happy birthday, John Cage.
Happy birthday, John Cage.
Do you suppose he didn't know what he was doing? Or knew what he was doing and didn't want anyone to know?
I think that he knew what he was doing, but he didn't want to know what he was doing.
Well, in a very real sense, that's what we're all doing. Because even though we might think we knew, the thing will only come to life for someone else when he knows something that we don't know.
What will the questions about Verez like that I asked you?
They just want, you know, just want to know what about Verez.
I was thinking about that since the last time we spoke here. Especially, you remember about changing one's mind. In fact, that seemed to be my dinner
conversation for the past 3 weeks.